God bless you. It's so wonderful to be able to give you a word of encouragement, to speak to you from wherever I am, whether I'm in Houston or Wall Street, New York, whether I'm in France, Paris, Antwerp, or Sydney, Australia. Wheresoever I walk, wheresoever I am, I have a word for you, and I can share it with you. And this I want you to remember, Ephesians 2, 8. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, that not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If it's of works, we can boast. Well, look what I did. Oh, look how I worked. No, it's not of works. It never is of works. If it is of works, it's not of God. It's not of works, he said, lest any man should boast. Like the Pharisees boast how holy they are, how much they pray, how much they fast, how much they do this, how much they do that. They had no relationship with the Lord. They didn't understand grace. I want you to understand grace. The Lord wants you to understand. By grace ye are saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And the gift of God, and the gift and calling of God, is without repentance. He won't take it back. He's not going to take it back from you. He gives it. He gave it, and it's yours to have. Salvation. Meditate on grace. I want to encourage you to get before the throne of grace. The Bible says, boldly approach the throne of grace. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. With a humble heart, get before the throne of grace and tell him what is in your heart. Speak to the Lord. He wants to commune with you. He wants to hear from you. And he will meet you. He will hear from you. He will fill you with his love and give you a deeper understanding of grace. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye, y'all.